You know, I want to encourage people who have not been using drugs, don't start. Those of you who have been using, I want you to be encouraged to stop. You may need to join an NA group, Narcotics Anonymous group. Those of you who may be having a difficult time with alcohol may need to join an Alcoholics Anonymous group. Some of you, many of you, may find that it's going to be a matter of connecting with someone who will pray for you. You pray for yourself. Be sure you pray for yourself. But if that alone, if you praying alone doesn't get the job done, make sure you connect with someone else who can also pray with you and pray for you, so that God will give you the strength you need to be set free from the addiction. That is very, very real. Addictive processes going on in the brain that you need to be set free from. So many things that we need to do, and here's part of the reason I want you to do it. Very often when we are engaging in forbidden activities, it's shameful to us. We are ashamed of what we have done. We are ashamed of what we do. And here's the thing, and this is what can be so insidious about it. We may not necessarily be ashamed the whole time. We can just be so proud of what we're doing, enjoying it so thoroughly, especially if we're able to successfully lie to ourselves about what we're doing. And when I say successfully lie about it, I mean lie to ourselves about what we're doing and have ourselves believing the lie that what we're doing is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with us. All is well. Successfully lying to ourselves. Some people will lie to themselves and don't believe a word of what they're thinking or saying. But some people will lie to themselves and believe every word. Some people will lie to themselves, and even if they don't take the time to believe, to determine whether or not they believe the lie, they feel comfortable enough about what they're doing, and they feel comfortable enough about themselves while they're in the moment, that the lie still helps them be strengthened to continue engaging in the forbidden activity, the taboo activity, the wrong, shameful activity. And at some point down the road, they find themselves, for whatever reason, something happens, and they begin to find themselves being ashamed. And very often, if we would look at it closely enough and ask ourselves, why am I now ashamed of what I've done? Very often it's because it is at that point that even if it is only on a subconscious level, we begin to realize we were showing ourselves quite a bit of disrespect all that time that we were using drugs. All that time that we were refusing to listen to anyone when they would tell us, hey, you need to stop, you need to get help. And folks just lash out. The user just lashes out. And then at some point down the road, for whatever reason, something changes. And they begin to realize just how much they were saying about their own character when they were stealing from family members in order to support their habit. When they were refusing to take care of their own children because taking care of their habit was more important. Refusing to eat right, sometimes not having an appetite, sometimes just not having the desire to eat because doing the drugs was more important. And look back on that and think about how poorly they cared for their own physical needs. They become ashamed because they're realizing Again, even if only on a subconscious level, they may not be able to put it into words like this, but realizing they were showing that they did not truly respect themselves. No doubt, addiction kicks in, and as I've shared with you before, once the chemicals, the drugs, once those chemicals are introduced into the body, they're going to do what chemicals do, and you have no control over that. You can't say to those chemicals, don't you touch the chemicals in my brain and start making any changes with my brain and the way it performs and the way it's shaped and the way it does what it does. Don't do any of that. You give me the high, but don't do any of that damage. You can't say that to the chemicals and make the chemicals obey you. Once you put those chemicals in your body, those chemicals are going to do what those chemicals do. They're going to make changes. Bad changes, negative changes. And isn't it interesting how we can be feeling so good for so long, whether it's because we're doing the drugs, loving the excitement of engaging in illegal activities, not just getting the high, but doing what we know we're not supposed to be doing. Can I do this and not get caught? For some people, the pleasure of knowing that they're driving people close to them crazy by engaging in these self-destructive activities. And the people can't encourage them, cannot inspire them, cannot motivate them to change. I didn't say cannot make them change, cannot motivate them to change, cannot encourage them to change, cannot inspire them to change. And that pride kicks in. And the drug user, the adulterer, is just so pleased with themselves for not only doing wrong, but causing other people tremendous headaches by the wrong that they're doing. And then one day they look back on it, and the memories are no longer pleasant memories. They begin to realize that all those months, all those years that they were disrespecting their spouse, disrespecting their parents, showing a lack of concern for their own children, they were showing disrespect and lack of concern, real concern, for themselves. How about the people who lie, lie, lie? Let's say, for example, this is the position that someone is taking on this issue. Whatever the issue is, this is my position. And they go about the business of pushing hard to support other people who hold that same position. And they lie about the real reason that they hold that position. They lie about the real reason that they support other people who take that position. Just lie, lie, lie. At some point, that's got to come back to haunt us. Because although I've been talking about the fact that there are times when during this lifetime, something changes and people begin to look back on those bad behaviors differently. And they become ashamed and they begin to realize just how badly they were treating themselves, how disrespectfully they were treating themselves. It's not going to be that way for everyone, and I understand that. There are some people who are so full of pride that in this lifetime, they will never be ashamed of what they've done. They will never get to the point where they say, you know what, I was really showing disrespect for myself. I understand that. Believe me when I say, though, as I've said before, not that often, but I have said it. There is always the final judgment, which does not rest with us. The final judgment rests with the one who has inherited this earth by virtue of how by virtue of how he has lived, how victoriously he has lived. And at some point, each one of us will have to stand before him as Jesus sits as judge on the throne. Not as Savior, as judge. To bring up all that we've done, that person who has left this earth, having neglected to enter into fellowship, intimate relationship with the Creator. Then they have to be held accountable for everything they've done in their bodies. There will be no pleasure whatsoever at the recall of those bad behaviors. And at that point, everyone will begin to see, man, I was messing myself up that whole time. And now look where I am. And there is no going back. No going back. I can't reverse any of it. I can't turn any of it around. I can't change any of it. I spent all that time lying about these political positions, lying about these social positions, lying about these economic situations. And now look where I am. At some point, everyone will get to a place where they say, I messed myself up. They will see it. Now, many of them will still get mad, and they'll be mad at the Creator because he's going to hold them accountable. But there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be weeping and gnashing their teeth because they're going to be so distraught that they knew the good to do, refused to do it, and will have brought, as a result, eternal torment on themselves. They will hold themselves accountable by at least admitting, I brought this on myself. Respect yourself.